Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3423 BN. Today's date is August 9th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Smartmatic President Arrested. FBI issued a retaliatory attack warning on DNC. Now they all lose. Let's talk about our health. America, pay attention. We're living in perilous times. Assassination attempts, coups, seeking to take over our government, cybersecurity threats, and we're just heating up. Now Forbes just put out an article that our government is handing $176 million to Moderna to whip up an mRNA bird flu vaccine. They're gearing up for the next big plandemic. And we can't trust the establishment with our health any longer. We must take matters into our own hands now. I'm protecting my family with Contagion Emergency Kit from the Wellness Company, and now you can too. This kit is no joke. It's your frontline defense against whatever they throw at us next. It comes packed with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, so you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Every family in America needs at least one of these kits. It's like having an urgent care in the comfort of your own home. Get your Contagion Emergency Kit now for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. At the end of the day, just have these life-saving medications on hand and you won't have to think about it. Be proactive, be prepared, and take control of your health. Don't wait for the next crisis. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your Contagion Emergency Kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code x22, which will save you $30 at checkout, or just click the link in the description. Kits are only available in the U.S. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see at this point they're being brought down a very, very specific path. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, are setting up the Biden administration, especially Kamala Harris and those people that are behind Kamala. Because if you really think about it, going all the way back to the very, very beginning, they've been following the 16-year plan. The 16-year plan was to have open borders, destroy the country from within, destroy the economy, infiltrate the country, go after the young, brainwash them, make them into something that they're really not, either from a boy to a girl, a girl to a boy, or something in between, then bring the entire country and the world to war. And along the way, they thought Biden might be able to handle this. He might be able to pull this off. But again, Biden couldn't. So they had to remove Biden and they had to bring in the person that Obama always wanted. That was Kamala. So she's Obamala. And Obamala will follow every instruction that Obama gives her. She's DEI. She is a communist. She doesn't really care. She doesn't really like this country. She wants it destroyed just like everyone else. And she will follow the instructions of Obama. So now, since we're heading towards the DNC, and the DNC is going to actually vote for the new nominee, and it's not the people voting, it's actually those people that just picked the person they wanted, and they're going to pretend there's a vote, but there really isn't a vote. And they're going to try to make her the nominee. Now, along the way, they need to actually gaslight the people, because again, think about what's happening in this country. The economy's falling apart. So they have to spin why this is happening to the economy. The borders are wide open. They have to spin that and say, no, the borders are secure. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are now using this, and they will be using this against them. Because think about this. They're now trying to convince everyone, since we're approaching the presidential election, that the borders are secure. They did a great job. And they've stopped the flow of the illegals coming into this country. Remember, they're the ones who caused all these problems. And they're trying to convince everyone that they're solving the problems that they have caused. So they're going to gaslight people into thinking that their policies are working. Plus, remember when Kamala said that the individuals that are coming over the border who are illegal, they are not criminals. Now, once again, it seems like this was a complete and utter setup. And what happens when there is an event and it turns out that the individuals that came over the border, they came over the border because the border isn't secure. And those individuals that came over the border, they're criminals or terrorists. Because remember, she's just out there right now telling everyone that the border's secure and those coming over the border aren't criminals. So if there isn't a major, major event in this country, what's going to happen? People are going to see this and go, whoa, whoa, wait, what just happened here? I do believe Trump and the Patriots have set her up to fail. And I do believe we're going to see something like this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since the attempted assassination on Trump, we know this was an op. We know that this just wasn't a glitch, a fluke, and they just didn't communicate because they didn't have anything together. We already know that there are people below the actual shooter. See, when the deep state sets these things up, they always make it look like, oh, we weren't really communicating. There was a glitch. Oh, this was just by accident. That's how they cover all this up, because what they really did is they had an op, they had the patsy, and they had the actual real shooters, and it looks like the real shooters most likely were below the actual shooter. And they needed to make sure that they didn't communicate with the police, because this helps them out in the long run, because if they keep certain law enforcement in the dark, they won't know what's really going on here. So since the attempted assassination, Trump's poll numbers shot up. And people now are on his side. More and more people are moving to his side, especially after the indictments, after the attempted assassination. So I do believe what the deep state players have to do, the D's have to do, is they have to try to even the playing field. And I do believe what they're trying to do is they're trying to stage something where, look, there was an attempted assassination on Trump. We already know an Iranian was involved. And I do believe this is to actually explain why we have to go to war, because if there's an Iranian who's trying to assassinate Trump, what happens if there's an Iranian that tries to make a move on Kamala or Joe Biden or anyone else? Is this going to push us closer and closer to war? And will this actually even the playing field for the D's? Absolutely. So we see already that the FBI, they have issued a retaliatory attack warning on the DNC. And remember, the last time we had the DNC in Chicago was 1968. Lyndon B. Johnson decided, I'm out of the race. And there were riots going on at the same exact time. So during this period of time, there were many different events occurring, and it was a very hostile environment. I do believe they're sending this message out to maybe have the same thing happen once again. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I do believe the FBI likes to put this out there to let you know that it might happen then or maybe a little bit in the future. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Smartmatic president was arrested. Now, remember, the Smartmatic, this is the system that actually is used to cheat in the election. They actually have Dominion coding within the Smartmatic machines, and the president was arrested for bribery and many other charges. And you have to remember, they also filed suit against anyone that went up against what happened in the election. And remember, these machines are used all over the world. So I do believe things are about to change right now. And this is going to make it harder and harder for the deep state players to cheat in the election this time around. Remember, if they don't have their mail-in ballots, if they don't have the event to push the mail-in ballots, if they don't have the systems to actually cheat in the election, if they don't have the people on the ground to assist with this, because remember, you need this at all different levels. You need a company to create the ballots. You need a lot of ballots created. You need the systems to do what you want them to do. Sometimes they reprogram them. Sometimes they change the paper size. But you need people to do this on the ground. So that's another level. Then when the election actually happens, you need those people to guard what is going on here. You can't let people see what's going on, and you need them to actually push people back. This is what they did during 2020. I don't believe they have all this in place. I think this is going to be a major, major problem for them. So I do believe no matter what they try to do with the illegals, I think it's going to fail. And I do believe this is why they have many different tactics in place to actually cheat in the election. And cheating is not just feeding in the ballots or having the machine change the numbers. Cheating is actually delaying the elections because you don't want the elections to happen because you know you're going to lose, or allowing someone to win and then causing chaos and preventing them from becoming the actual president and trying to force that person out after the elections. So we could see that they're going to try to do all these things, but I think what's happening right now is that everything that they've done in the past, that is all falling apart. They don't have the people in place for this. They don't have the virus that they need, the pandemic. They don't have all the things they need. And every step of the way, the laws have been changing. Proof has now been put out into the public realm where people now see how they cheated. The people understand that there was cheating in the 2020 election. People see the election interference now in 2024, and they understand that they're going to try to cheat in the election of 2024. So everything that they have done is working against them. And people actually learned a lot. They learned what chain of custody is. They learned what ballots, how mail-in ballots work. They learned what drop boxes do. They learned how you can change the paper size on the machines. They learned how the systems can switch votes. They can use fractional voting. People have learned a lot since 2016. And now it's going to be very, very difficult for them to pull this off. And I do believe this is why they're planning on most likely having chaos, having a cyber attack, and trying to stop Trump from actually being certified as the president of the United States. They're going to try to do all these things. And I think those days of cheating the way they did are over right now. But again, that doesn't mean they're not going to try. Of course they are. But I do believe what they're going to try to do is going to fail. And I do believe this is why Trump, at the very, very beginning, set everything up and prepared the country by having them cheat in the 2020 election, which really meant they overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. It was an insurrection on January 6th, which means the military was then activated and the military was protecting the country. Now, to bring us full circle, you need to bring the military back into the picture. Because if you said, hey, by the way, the military can be on U.S. soil, no one would buy it. So if we have an invasion, if we have illegals destroying the country from within, does this make the case where the military can be on U.S. soil? Absolutely. If the country is attacked by a foreign entity and they attack the water systems with a cyber attack, they hit the election system with a cyber attack, or there was an attempted missile launch against the United States, could the explanation be made that the military can operate on U.S. soil? So yes, we have the ability to come full circle, and I do believe Trump and the Patriots are ready to do this, which means once this happens, the military will then guard the elections. They might get assistance from the National Guard. They might get assistance from maybe the first responders. And they will then make sure that the elections are run on the up and up. Because again, you don't know who's in this country. You don't know who's trying to manipulate the elections. So you need to make sure that you guard the elections because we are at war. So I do believe with all this in place, their plan is going to fail. And now they are all going to lose. And I do believe we're going to see this all play out as time goes on. But before we talk about the election and everything else and war, let's talk about what's going to happen with Kamala Harris. Because we could see that the narrative is being built and this is going to boomerang on her. Medium Buying put this out and said the Kamala Harris campaign is up on TV with multiple new ads this AM. This spot is focused on border security. As president, and a male voice is saying this, as president, she will hire thousands more border agents and crack down on fentanyl and human trafficking. Fixing the border is tough, just like Kamala Harris, which is kind of funny. Bill Malugan responded to this and said, another ad portraying Kamala Harris as tough on the border. She has given no answers yet on whether she has reversed her past support for decriminalizing illegal immigration and abolishing ICE. And her running mate has quipped he would invest in a ladder factory to help beat the border wall, support efforts to turn Minnesota into a sanctuary city, and sign laws giving taxpayer-funded college tuition and health care to illegal immigrants. This is why Harris needs to do an interview or press conference. Voters deserve to know where her ticket stands on border issues and immigration and what they'll do if elected. Now, once again, they're trying to make it seem like she's tough on border. She's going to handle the entire situation. And the border is secure right now. Trump, he put this out and said, Kamala Harris, an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. Start to put all of this together. All of this will be used against her because, once again, we know from the FBI, they told us that it's not if, but when an event is going to occur on U.S. soil. This is going to reflect upon Kamala Harris. The people are going to want answers, and the people are going to start to realize that she caused these problems and she cannot solve them. Because once you cause the problem, what are you going to do? You're going to do what Trump did, build the wall, shut the border, that means he was right. Are you going to say you're going to stop and secure it now? That means they had it open and now they're going to secure it. And they didn't need the Republicans to do this. So no matter what she tries to do here, she's trapped. Remember, going back in time, Biden did what? He reversed everything that Trump did. He took Trump's executive orders and just wrote other executive orders reversing what Trump did. And Trump told him, listen, I paid for the wall. There's all the material. Just keep building. Everything's going to be fine. What did they do? They decided not to build the wall. They let everything rust. They wasted the taxpayers' money once again. And they just let everyone come into this country because that was their main goal. Their main goal was to do what? To infiltrate the country. This is part of the 16-year plan going back to when Obama came into office. That's what they're following. Trump and the Patriots, they knew this from the very, very beginning. They just needed the people to see it because Trump told you. Trump told you exactly what was going to happen. He told you from the very, very beginning. You elect Biden, they're going to open the borders wide open. Everyone, that's crazy talk, except for those people that are following Trump. But everyone else said, that's ridiculous. We should allow these people in. They should get the same type of chance that everyone else got, except when you just open the borders, you're letting in everybody, everyone, and most of them are criminals, terrorists. And now people are starting to see this. Actually, people are starting to realize, especially in New York and Chicago and Philadelphia and California, LA, and all the other places, they're realizing open borders doesn't help the country. It destroys the country. Look at the UK. Look at Spain. Look at France. Look at all these countries out there. They're realizing now, whoa, wait a minute. We're entering a civil war. The police aren't backing us. The police are against us. They're helping the illegals. Everything has changed right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know in the end, as we approach the presidential election and even afterwards, we know the deep state players, they're going to have to try to control the narrative. And you see this happening out where? Oh, out in Venezuela. Right now, Nicolas Maduro, who cheated in the election, who said he was going to present the election results, which he never did because he said there was a cyber attack and Elon was responsible for this because, once again, he has to use excuses because he was never going to produce the results. Now he's saying that he's going to block X for 10 days in Venezuela. So now people can't access X for 10 days. It's 10 days of darkness. And that reminds me of post 282, December 6, 2017. And Anon on the board said, I have a question. The 10 days darkness, when? All it says is shutdown. They just shut down X there. Very interesting. Now, the other thing that we could see happening is that out in the UK, they are now cracking down on people that are putting out memes, putting out different posts on Facebook or Twitter or, I mean, X or Instagram. And those people that the government believes is misinformation or disinformation or hate speech, they are now arresting these people. Wow, 1776 is looking better and better every single day. You're starting to realize why the founding fathers fought against the tyrannical government of Britain. You could see it happening right now. They're doing the same thing. Listen, if we don't like what you're saying, if we believe that, you know, this is hateful to the groups that we're protecting, guess what? We're throwing you in prison. There's no proof needed. You don't agree with our narrative. So this is what we're doing. Now, take this and expand this. This is what they want to do with the Great Reset. This is what they want to do in the end. They want complete and utter control. And what's very interesting is that the UK is warning keyboard warriors abroad that they will come after them. So let's use an example. During COVID, if someone said, listen, vaccines don't stop the spread, vaccines will not protect you, that person would have been arrested. That person would have been thrown in jail. If a person said, hey, the 51 clowns, they're saying that the laptop is Russian disinformation. No, it's Hunter Biden's laptop. That person would have been thrown in prison. Think about what they're doing here. They're going back in time and they're doing everything that they did back when our founding fathers were fighting against the British government. And it's not just going to be the British government. This is going to spread all over the place. This is just the beginning. So we have Maduro shutting down social media sites. we have the UK, the government there, the new prime minister, going after their own people because they don't like what they're saying. And we actually saw that in this country because we had the government doing what? They were working with the social media company saying, censor that person, censor that person. They were doing it behind the scenes because our Constitution doesn't allow this. See, our Constitution protects we the people. This is why they had to do it in secret. Because if they did it out in the open like the UK is doing it, people will go, whoa, wait a minute, you're in violation of the Constitution. You're knowingly doing this. So they had to do it behind closed doors so no one really knew what they were doing until Elon bought Twitter and it was completely and utterly exposed. So the government lied to the people when they said, we're not involved in this. It's a private corporation. They could do whatever they want. No, they were directing these people in what to do. Just like the UK is doing it right now. They're all part of the same group.
We are entering a new realm of tyranny. Our three-letter agencies, which were once symbols of protection and order, to seem to have been weaponized against us, the American people. To give you an idea of the gravity of the situation, consider this. The IRS has amassed an arsenal of 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammunition, 621 shotguns, 539 sniper rifles, and 15 submachine guns. The Department of Veterans Affairs, tasked with assisting our veterans, has acquired 11 million rounds of ammunition. The U.S. Postal Service, the agency that delivers our mail, has a tactical team. The number of non-DOD federal employees with firearms, which includes agencies like the IRS, is 200,000, surpassing the Marine Corps 186,000 members. If your government doesn't use deadly force on people raiding into your country, they don't defend those borders. But they'll use deadly force to collect your taxes to enforce unconstitutional laws. Then traitors have taken over your country and taken control of your government, and it is now tyranny. Now, let me tell you about NMN. This isn't just any supplement. It's a game changer. A recent Harvard study showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, and even blood pressure in overweight adults. This thing has been dubbed the Limitless Pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's like the fountain of youth in a bottle, but the FDA, they're trying to keep it away from us. Why? Because a healthy, strong population is harder to control. The FDA is attempting to change the status of NMN supplements to be classified as a drug, which would allow pharmaceutical companies to control it. This move is not based on the efficacy or safety of NMN, but is aimed at cornering the market and taking the supplement away from you. And having you pay 20 to 30,000 prescriptions that you can't pay without insurance. Now you can't go homestead and off the grid because you need your job's insurance to stay healthy, keeping you a slave to the system. In times like these, we need to be vigilant. We need to be prepared. And most importantly, we need to take control of our health because if we don't, they will. So arm yourself with knowledge, stock up on NMN, and let's show them that we won't be silenced or subdued. We're in this together, and together we will rise above. I don't promote many people, but I generally respect these guys. They're fighters standing up for what's right. I asked them if they could offer a special deal for tonight, especially since we're diving deep into these topics. They agreed to an amazing buy two, get one free 48 deal. This stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. I wanted my followers to have a chance to get their hands on NMN before any potential restrictions come into play. Black Forest Supplements is ready to fight for this. They want to ensure that people have access to NMN, but who knows? There might come a day when agents are at Black Forest store trying to stop them from selling this life-changing supplement. So I urge you to check out the link and grab some for yourself. Go to blackforestsupplements.com/X22 or click the link in the description.
They're all doing the same thing. So right now, what everyone is doing, you are now fighting the same fight that the founding fathers are fighting. The people in Britain are fighting the same fight that the founding fathers were fighting. People of Spain, people of France, people of Canada, everyone will be fighting the same exact fight. The fight for freedom of speech. The fight for, hey, I want to own a weapon. Hey, I don't want you searching my personal private property. It's the same exact fight. We are in the second revolution right now. And you're fighting for your freedom. Every single person around the world right now is fighting for their freedom. And you could see it spreading across the world. This is what they really want. Actually, what they really want is about 100 times worse. They're just giving you a little snapshot of this. And this is what's going to spark the people, and the people are going to push back. Because when people see this, this is when people say, enough is enough. I'm hitting the precipice. And people hit the precipice at all different times. And you're going to see the people out in the UK, they're not going to take this.
they're going to start to push back. It will take time, but they will start to push back. Look how much time it took for them to start pushing back against all the illegals. You're going to see the people of this world really start to rise up, especially here in this country, because once again, the people have been sleeping, and the people, once they hit the precipice, they're really going to push very, very hard, and they're going to say enough is enough. Some people have to see it all. Some people have to be brought to that precipice, that point of no return when we're heading into war and the economy is crashing. Some people have to be brought to that point. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, well, they're going to wake a lot of people up. Actually, it's not really them. It's the deep state players following their 16-year plan. But what's very interesting is the deep state, they thought, wow, if we can assassinate Trump, we can get him out of the way. And if he survives this, we can use this against him saying, hey, let's confiscate the guns. And during the press conference, they actually asked Trump, and Dan Scavino put this out, says, does the fact that somebody used an AR-15 gun in the assassination attempt at all change your impression of people's access to that weapon? Trump said, no, it didn't. And it's not the weapon. Guns are safe. It's the people who use them. Just like a person who's driving a car. They ran into 50 people. The car didn't do it. The person who was driving the car did it. If someone has a knife or a machete and they're hacking up 10 to 15 people, it wasn't the machete that did it. It was the person that did it. I mean, you could see that happening right now out in the UK. People are running around with machetes and knives. And what are they doing? They're terrorizing the people. And of course, the people, they don't have their weapons. They can't defend against this. If there's one person against a group of people that have machetes, they're doomed. If they had an AR with a 30-round magazine, do they have a fighting chance? Absolutely. But again, you could see why they don't want you to have weapons. And this is why you have Kamala. This is why you have Tampon Tim. This is why they are ready to take the weapons away from the people. Because again, this has to do with the 16-year plan. And the 16-year plan is not just in this country. They were doing it all over the globe. They started out in other countries because you can see what they did. They started to infiltrate those countries. They brought in the illegals. They got rid of the weapons. Everything that they're doing out there is what they're trying to do here. The problem is we have this pesky thing called the Constitution, and they can't get around it. This is why they need this country to be destroyed from within and attacked from outside. So the country would lose the war, and the losers, they don't get to keep the Constitution. They lose everything. This has been their plan from the very, very beginning. And this is why they're trying to bring us to war. And it looks like things are heating up with Iran. There hasn't been an attack yet. That doesn't mean there's not going to be one. And you can see U.S. CENTCOM has now confirmed F-22 Raptors have landed in the Middle East for a force posturing against Iran. So the U.S. is already out there. And we could see that they are now going to get involved if something happens. And actually, they're already putting this out on the fake news, letting everyone know that if something happens, if Iran attacks Israel, well, it looks like the U.S. might get involved to protect Israel, which means the U.S. will then be involved in this war. So who backs Iran? Oh, wait, that's Russia, China. So we could see where this is all headed. And we'll have to see if Iran actually does something. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as the war is building, we know Trump from the very, very beginning, going back a year or two or so, he let everyone know that he sees World War III happening. He sees it building, even though nobody does see it building. And again, at that time, there was peace around the globe because of what Trump set up. Biden administration, Kamala Harris, and the rest, they were dismantling it. And he said, I see what's coming. I see war. And of course, everyone said, no, that's ridiculous. I don't see war. Where's war? I don't see it anywhere. And now, today, it's a very, very different picture. Now people see war. It's becoming very, very clear. It's actually coming in focus. And people can see it now. And Trump, he's kept with his message. If you elect me, I can usher in peace as president-elect. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you're going to see war build up. And yes, I do believe we're going to see events because sometimes you really need to show the people the truth. You need to show the people that we're actually heading towards war. And Biden, Kamala and maybe whoever else is running at the time, they will not be able to handle it. And we could see this is where all this is headed. Now, we have multiple things happening all at the same time. We have the economy failing. We have Kamala and Biden trying to spin that story. They're the ones who caused it. We have the illegals in this country. An event is going to happen. They're the ones who have caused all of this. We have war building up out in the Middle East, in Ukraine, probably soon Taiwan. And once again, Kamala and Biden, they have caused this. Actually, this is the instructions of Obama and those people above him. But you can see everything is going back to these individuals. And they're the ones who are responsible for all of this. Which means if they're responsible for all of this, they don't want to take responsibility and they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to cheat in the election. And we could see that the WHO, they're trying to build up the idea that we have a monkeypox problem. Or I guess bird flu didn't work the way they thought it was going to work. They might come up with another disease very, very soon, but right now they're focused on monkeypox. Plus, the other thing that's very interesting is that America First Legal, they sued the Biden-Harris administration and the CDC for illegally deleting employees' emails. And this is what they put out on X, and this is what they said. We just secured preliminary injunction in our lawsuit against the Biden-Harris CDC for illegally deleting employees' emails. The National Archives and Attorney General Garland must now work to recover illegally deleted records and make CDC comply with the law. On February 3rd, 2023, we requested records regarding the CDC's support for teacher-led indoctrination of children with radical gender ideology. Subsequently, the CDC told us that the CDC routinely deletes the emails of nearly all of its employees 30 days after they leave the agency. We then sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, and the National Archives requesting an investigation of the CDC's unlawful policy of deleting employee emails. NARA investigated the allegations but determined that because the CDC instructs individual email account holders to apply retention based on the email content value and its applicability to a NARA-approved record schedule, NARA considered the matter closed. In short, NARA entrusted individual CDC employees to decide which emails can be automatically deleted. In light of this egregious position of the CDC's illegal conduct, in April 17, 2024, we sued the Biden-Harris, HHS, and NARA under the Federal Records Act for allowing the unlawful deletion of former CDC employees' emails after they leave the agency. Today, the court granted our motion ordering that the CDC enjoin from deleting or destroying former non-Capstone employee emails until the time periods established in GRS 6.1, at least 3 years for the most junior employees, have passed or pending further order of the court upon the archivist's approval of an alternate disposal schedule. Additionally, NARA must now seek assistance from Attorney General Merrick Garland and notify Congress of that action to recover illegally deleted records, force the CDC to comply with the law, and stop its illegal practice of destroying federal records. Every legislator must now be on notice about the Biden administration's politicization of records management. Notably, while the Biden-Harris administration has been slapped down for illegally violating the law, the CDC employees' homes were not searched and raided without notice or consent, nor have their families had to endure to the trauma and onslaught of legal fees or indictments. Yet the Biden-Harris administration did exactly that to President Trump. We cannot have a country where government bureaucrats are allowed to circumvent the law without repercussions while innocent civilians are subjected to invasive and unlawful political persecution. Absolutely. And you have to ask yourself a question. Why were they deleting the emails? What don't they want the people to see? And once again, you know what's going to get all these people? It's the cover-up. That is what's going to get these people because they're trying to hide their crimes. And when you delete, you purposely, knowingly delete the emails, that tells you everything you need to know. You committed a crime and you're trying to cover it up. It's that simple. Now, the other thing that we could see is that during January 6th, what do? They covered up everything that they did during January 6th. This was an insurrection against a sitting president. The sitting president was President Trump. Biden, he was not president, or I should say resident. The results were not certified. So you can't have an insurrection against a person that is not a president. They had the insurrection against the president of the United States. And that was the FBI. That was the confidential human sources. That was Antifa. That was Obama, Biden, and rest of the team. They're the ones who have done all this. And during this January 6th insurrection by the deep state players, what happened? Ashley Babbitt was shot. And what's very interesting is it looks like their lawsuit is moving forward. Paul Bedard put this out and said, DOJ ordered to answer for January 6th killing of Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt's family is thrilled. The $30 million wrongful death lawsuit for her outrageous killing is moving full speed ahead. And once again, there was no reason to shoot anyone. But again, they wanted to do this. And they wanted to make examples out of all those people that were walking around the Capitol. See, they caused the insurrection. They planned the insurrection. They had their people on the ground for the insurrection. And then they wanted to use the Trump supporters to teach them a lesson. They wanted to show them, if you ever try to question the elections, you ever try to question what we did here, we will come after you. They're going to do the same thing coming up in the 2024 election. They're going to use their people, just like they used their people during January 6th. They're going to use their people to create the riots on the streets. But they're going to have a lot of their people dressed up as Trump supporters. They'll probably use the Patriot Front group. They'll probably use the neo-Nazis out there saying that they are the Trump supporters. They'll have Antifa and certain illegals dressed up as Trump supporters. And they'll try to convince everyone that the Trump supporters are angry, the Trump supporters are pissed off, and they are the ones that are rioting right now. And you have to remember, how are they going to get the Trump supporters pissed off? Well, they're going to try to throw Trump into prison. And it looks like Jack Smith is trying to speed everything up. They're going to not certify the election. But again, the Trump supporters are much, much smarter than that. They don't just go out and destroy their own homes, their own towns. They don't do those things. You see, we are the adults. The deep state players and their footsoles, they are the children. They will do all this, but it will be exposed that it's not the Trump supporters. It is the deep state that is destroying this country from within. And since the armed forces are activated because there's an invasion, since the invasion is now destroying the country from within, since the country was attacked, well, the armed forces then, with the help of the police and National Guard, they can round these people up very, very easily. And I do believe that's exactly what we're going to see. And the people are going to be all for it this time. It's going to be very, very different than the 2020 riots. You see, going back then, who was still in control? Even though Trump was president, who was in control? The deep state players. This time around, Trump activated the military and the deep state players are no longer in control of the country. So I do believe this time around, it's going to be very, very different. And people already saw what happened back then. And now the people are going to say, not on our watch. We're not going to allow this to happen. We're all for it. Just like the people are all for rounding up the illegals. Just like all the people are all for shutting down the border. When they push the riots, the people of this country are going to say, no, no, no. We're not having this again. You're not destroying our towns and cities. You're not terrorizing our neighborhoods. We're going to be all for going after these people and rounding them up. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. And think about it. Trump is going to be the president-elect during this period of time. That's going to be very, very interesting. But the other thing that we could see happening right now is that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, they are now struggling right now because, think about it, they brought in the worst of the worst. They brought this guy in who's far, far, far left. Everything's coming out about him. And the fake news, they're being instructed to spin everything as best they possibly can. The Trump War Room put this out and said, disgust. CNN's host is attacking J.D. Vance military service in a despicable effort to defend Tim Walz's stolen valor lies. J.D. Vance responded to this and said, Brianna, this is disgusting, and you and your entire network should be ashamed of yourself. When I got the call to go to Iraq, I went. Tim Walz said he carried a gun in war. Did he? No. It was a lie. And he lied about his rank, which we discussed yesterday. But let's just go back to a tweet that he put out back in the day. And he says, the president undermined our national security this week at his summit in Helsinki. What's more, Tim Pawlenty and Jeff Johnson both refused to condemn it. As governor and a retired command sergeant major, which he was not, I will never back down from protecting Minnesotans. Election Wizard responded to said smoking gun. So right there, you can see that Tim Walz, he lied. And now people are seeing the truth and the spin is not working. Remember, the people are not attacking his service. That's not what people are attacking. The veteran community is attacking him because he engaged in stolen valor and lied about going to war. He lied about his rank. He lied about that, not his service. He spent 24 years, I think, in the National Guard. No one's saying that he didn't. They're lying. They're lying about going to war, lying about his rank, lying about everything else. And that's what people are actually talking about. Now, the other thing that's come out is that Tim Walz has now been caught in a scandal involving a Muslim cleric and Adolf Hitler. So right now, he repeatedly hosted a radical Muslim cleric who praised Hamas on October 7th and promoted a film lauding Adolf Hitler. This is just getting worse and worse for Tim Walz as time goes on. It's almost like this was planned. Like, let's bring in someone that's so terrible, that's so bad, that committed stolen valor crimes, that lied to the people, that's on board with Hamas, on board with killing babies after they're born. Let's just bring this person in and just show the world, look, this is what you want. Because if you want liars and you want cheats and you want all this, this is the person that you should have. But I do believe Obama and team most likely brought this person in because will it make it easier to swap this person out? Will the people actually demand it in the end? Remember, right now, they're shining this up, making it look really good for the DNC. But as this information continually gets out there, it just gets worse and worse as time goes on. Just like with Kamala, if they let her loose and they let her go out and answer questions, this whole thing would just completely implode on itself. And people go, holy crap, what is this? What's going on? This is why they're keeping her back right now. This is their strategy. It's the same strategy that they used with Biden when they kept him in the basement. See, once he did the debate with Trump, what happened? Everything fell apart and they had to remove him. So what do you think is going to happen to Kamala? Will she be able to get to the debate? Will Trump be able to debate her? Because if that happens, she's screwed. I think this might implode on itself before that. And this is why she only agreed to one debate. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But you could see that Kamala is using the same exact script over and over and over, no matter which state she's in. And she's just substituting whatever state she's in and just adding it in there. It's almost like the fake news when they get the 4 a.m. drop, when you actually hear them repeat the same thing over and over and over, and they just substitute the city or town or state that they're in. Well, she's doing the same exact thing because that's all she can do. Take a listen.
Michigan. Listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And listen, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. I took on perpetrators of all kinds. I took on perpetrators of all kinds and had a summer job at McDonald's. I had a summer job at McDonald's. So hear me, Detroit, when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. I know Donald Trump's type. And are we ready to fight for it? And are we ready to fight for it? And when we fight, we win.
So once again, people now are seeing the truth. And she's having a very difficult time because now the fake news, they are now asking her questions about Tim Walz. And basically asking about the stolen valor scandal. Clandestine put this out and said, Kamala has finally taken a couple questions from reporters. She is confronted about Tim Walz's stolen valor scandal, and she refuses to address it, claiming that we should all praise anyone who served this country. Watch her body language during the question. She is already feeling the pressure. She knows Walz's habitual lying is indefensible, and all she can do is deflect. This is how she should be confronted every day.
not once every 3 weeks, every single day. It's sad that we had to beg for weeks for this to happen. This should be the standard. But again, they don't want this to be the standard. They actually want her to stay quiet, stay in the shadows until the DNC. And I do believe after the DNC, this is all going to fall apart around Kamala, fall apart around Tim Walz. Actually, it might fall apart during the DNC, but we'll have to see how that all plays out. That should be very, very interesting. Like we said from the very beginning, Kamala doesn't want to debate Trump with Fox News hosting it. She wants to make sure that she is secure with ABC, getting the questions, no audience, you name it. So she refused to debate the two presidential debates scheduled by Trump, and she'll only accept the other one. Remember when she told everyone that Trump was running scared? Well, why doesn't she want to debate on Trump's term? Trump is debating her on her terms. Trump debated Biden on his terms. Trump just had a presser where he stood up there for an hour, not scripted, answered the questions by the reporters. All the fake news reporters that are enemy of the people, he was able to take all these questions. He was able to answer all these questions. And he was able to go up against the fake news, which is the enemy of the people. Why doesn't Kamala do the same thing? Because she can't. That's why. And it's all going to fall apart around her. I think they know this. I think they just want to get her to the DNC. Remember, they can present her, but maybe something will happen during this period of time. Because remember, Biden never really ended his campaign. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see that the D's, they were caught in accepting credit cards without the CVV, and they were just accepting all this money. They had no security parameters. They were turned off, and they were just accepting all this money, using people's names over and over and over and over to launder the money through the system. And Attorney General Ken Paxton, well, through his ongoing investigation into ActBlue, he actually forced them into turning on the CVV system once again, which will stop the inflow of a lot of the money that was going into ActBlue because they were using people's names over and over and over and over again. And without using the security on the credit cards, they were able to do this. So this will slow it down. Is it going to stop it completely? Absolutely not. They've been doing this for quite a while. I do believe there needs to be a complete investigation in ActBlue because it looks like it's just a money laundering system. And I think people are starting to see this now and people starting to understand this. Now, the other thing that we could see happening right now is Jack Smith, he is trying to push his cases and he's trying to accelerate them. And we can see that they're all falling in line in September. We have the Hush Money trial. We have Chukin's trial with Jack Smith. And it looks like they're trying to get Trump trapped in all this in September where they can actually have him sentenced to jail and convicted for another crime. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Jack Smith punting on Chukin's rushed pretrial schedule speaks volumes. This means the earliest any status hearing could occur is mid-September. He's not just worried about SCOTUS, Fisher, and immunity opinions, but Cannon's thoughtful 93-page opinion concluding his appointment is unconstitutional. So he's trying to speed this up. The hush money trial is going to happen. The sentencing is going to happen in September. So they're trying to do all of this at the same time. And what would be the reason for that? Well, would it be because Kamala is going to be running against him? Or is there going to be other players that are going to be introduced before this time? And they need the spotlight on Trump showing that he's being sentenced and he's being convicted for another crime. I do believe that is what is in play right now. And I do believe this is where this is headed. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen, but I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. Because, again, if you're going to bring someone else in, it's going to be in that time frame. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Trump, he responded to all of this and said, it is clear that the Supreme Court's historic decision on immunity demands and requires a complete and total dismissal of all the witch hunts. The January 6th hoax in Washington, D.C., the Manhattan DA's zombie case, the New York AG scam, fake claims about a woman I never met, a 40-year-old photo in a line with her then husband does not count, the Georgia perfect phone call charges, the Democrat Justice Department coordinated all of these political attacks which are an election interference conspiracy against a crazy Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, me, let us come together to end all weaponization of our justice system and make America great again. Now, you know, the deep state players, they don't want this to happen, but Trump is going to continually tell everyone it's election interference. Do you see it? Are you seeing it very, very clearly? And the other thing that people are seeing very, very clearly is what happened with the assassination attempt with Trump. More and more videos coming out. Remember in the very beginning, they said there was no body cam footage. Now we're getting tons of body cam footage, which is amazing. And now we could see that the police, they weren't in lock, sync step with the Secret Service. Because again, you don't want them involved when you have an op going on. And I do believe now you're starting to see that all these individuals, they weren't told, they weren't informed, they weren't kept in the communication. This is how they perform an op. They make sure that the other team that is there doesn't know what's going on. And what's very interesting is that the police actually told the Secret Service that they need to post someone up on this roof. They should have had someone on the water tower. They should have someone on the roof because you want a view of every single direction. And the whole fact that they didn't do this tells you everything you need to know. Then you had the flashes in the windows below because, again, the Secret Service window above, looking at the roof, they could see the shooter very, very clearly. And you could tell with all this evidence coming out right now, this was a major op. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a glitch. It wasn't because, oh, they forgot to communicate. They didn't have people in the right position. That was a clerical error. This was an operation to complete a mission. Their mission was to take out Trump, period, the end, that's it. They never expected him to survive. And since he survived, now they're trying to cover up everything that they did by trying to convince you that, oh, no, that person messed up. Oh, no, that person messed up. Why don't we just find the text messages, the accounts that they used outside of the system to coordinate all this? Because this just doesn't happen like this. This individual who was a patsy didn't plan this. This was planned at a high level. And I do believe we're going to find out very, very soon that, yeah, this was done probably by the FBI, CIA, DOJ, and other individuals. They were all involved in this. Just like the Russia thing. That just didn't happen by accident. It was planned. And there were people behind it. Oh, that's right. Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. It's the same exact people. Now, what's very interesting is remember that arrest of the Pakistani guy who actually was instructed by Iran, who's part of the Iranian hit squad, to get Trump? Well, again, who do you think put this guy up to it? Who do you think was behind this? And again, when you really step back and you start to take a look, why did they pick Iran? Who's involved with Iran? Oh, it's Obama. It's the rest. You think everything is now focused on Obama? Absolutely. Plus, if you're trying to bring us into war, and the war is going to involve Iran, Russia, and the rest, you pick someone like this. Now, what's very interesting, and Mike Benz put this out, he said, remember the Pakistani guy just arrested for a plot to assassinate Trump? We were told earlier this week, well, the FBI gave him special permission to enter the country, even though he was on a terrorist watch list, which means the FBI knew about this guy, which means the FBI was working with this guy, which means the FBI was putting this guy up to it, and they wanted to make it look like the assassination was done by an Iranian. But it looks like everything went completely and utterly south. So that's very interesting. And Trump survived this. And now they need to even the playing field, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But the other thing that we see happening right now is that the president and co-founder of Smartmatic was indicted in massive bribery and fraud case. But the DOJ hid this in their press release for some reason. Why would they do this? That's very interesting. J. Michael Waller put this out and said, 9 years ago, Smartmatic chairman Mark Malik Brown admitted on Philippine TV that part of our technology is licensed from Dominion. Malik Brown was deputy secretary general of the UN and is now president of the Soros Open Society Foundation. That is very interesting. Lisa May put this out and said, the president and CEO of the company is not just an employee. Batista, Pinay, Vasquez, Eli Moreno, 44, a dual citizen of Venezuela and Israel,
are each charged with one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering and three counts of international laundering of monetary instruments. So that is very, very interesting. And then we have Molly, who put this out. Smartmatic, which is suing journalists who report on the voting machine company, thanks to Democrat mega donor Reid Hoffman, is trying to spin the explosive news about its CEO being indicted related to election administration in foreign country. So Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn, has been revealed to be funding a lawsuit to silence election reporting. Hoffman is the same Democrat donor who funded a Russian-style disinformation campaign in 2017, financially backed E. Jean Carroll's suspicious lawsuit against Trump, and visited pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Hoffman is investing millions in Smartmatic, the electronic tabulator company, suing Fox News and Newsmax for defamation following the 2020 election. Hoffman said he intends to help keep the company afloat as it has been pursuing expensive legal retribution against the outlets for their election reporting. So wait a minute, they sued companies for putting out news that Smartmatic was used to fix the elections. The president and CEO, that individual was arrested for laundering money. And Reid Hoffman, who actually decided to fund E. Jean Carroll, fund the Russia-style disinformation campaign in 2017, he's trying to keep this cheating system alive. That is very, very interesting. It looks like we're starting to see the full picture right now, and it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. But I want to go back a little bit in time, and Western Lensman put this out and is referring to Kamala Harris. And think about what's coming right now. Think about what they're going to do to the election system. And think about what happens if we have to go to paper. Remember what Kamala said back in 2019? Paper ballots are the smartest, safest way to ensure your vote is secure against attacks by foreign actors. Russia can't hack a piece of paper like they can a computer. We introduced the Secure Elections Act to ensure our elections are safeguarded. We must be ready. Now, that is very interesting. And think about what Glenn Youngkin just did. He issued an executive order to require all votes for the upcoming November election be cast with a paper ballot. So once again, can this be used against them as we move forward? I do believe so. But think about all the poll numbers that you see today. They have done this before, going back to 2016. They make you think that a person is in the lead when they're really not. And if you don't believe me, let's just go back to the New York Times, where it says Hillary Clinton has an 85% chance to win. Hillary Clinton, 85%, Donald Trump, 15%. That tells you everything you need to know. Right now, the propaganda networks, they are instructed to pump up their poll numbers for Kamala, create the illusion, shine her up for the DNC. And remember, the shine is starting to dull, and it's going to continue to dull as time goes on. And this is what they're most panicked about, because Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, sometimes it is lonely being an independent pollster with integrity. Trump is beating Kamala Harris, just like he was beating Biden. Remember the numbers? Said she polled worse than him for 4 years. The whole thing is one gigantic psyop. So how are they going to try to even the playing field? Well, I do believe that something might happen during the DNC or after the DNC. Right now, coming out of the fake news, the FBI has now warned of a potential retaliatory attacks at the DNC, a concern following Trump's assassination attempt. So once again, if they're trying to remove a candidate like Kamala Harris or maybe Tim Walz, will there be an event? Will something happen? Will they try to even the playing field? It's starting to seem that way. And this is what the article says. It says, the threat assessment, prepared jointly by the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies, including local police in Illinois, outlines various potential security concerns surrounding the upcoming Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The FBI and DHS remain concerned about the potential for a follow-on or retaliatory acts of violence following the 13th of July, particularly given that the individuals in some online communities have threatened, encouraged, or referenced acts of violence in response to the attempted assassination. And remember, didn't we just have an article that came out that said that there are conservatives
that are on Getter looking to do Kamala harm. I think everything's starting to fit together right now and what they're planning to do. What happens if there is an attempt on Kamala or on Tim Walz and she decides, you know something, I'm going to drop out? What happens if they actually succeed in removing her? This would be very, very interesting, wouldn't it? Then during the DNC, with a little bit of time, they would have to actually vote for another person. Or if she's wounded, she might say she drops out, which means that would open the floor and they would be able to bring in other players. Could those other players be Hillary, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, a combination of these individuals? Yes, I do believe so. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen during the DNC, but you could see that they're leading up to something, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that we could see happening is that we know that the FBI, DOJ, United States Secret Service, and other agencies, they are fighting against who? They're fighting against the people of this country and the military and President Trump, the commander-in-chief. And that reminds me of Post 1837, August 10, 2018. It says, Patriots, we're under extreme attack, heavy attack by three intel agencies, foreign and domestic. We are in calm coordination with necessary divisions. Stay strong, stay together. And remember, we are at war. There is an insurgency happening and a counterinsurgency happening. Right now, it's an information war, but you could see that it is now moving towards a physical war. You see it out in the UK. You're going to start to see it here in the United States. And you're going to see it happen around the world, actually. Because once again, this is the final battle. These intelligence agencies, they're part of the criminal syndicate. And they're not going to give up that easily. They're going to fight to the very, very end. But I do believe since Hillary Clinton lost back in 2016, Trump was able to gain control of most everything. Plus, he was able to see all the crimes they have committed. Remember, once he became president, what was he able to see? He was able to see all the classified information. He was also able to declassify everything. During the 2020 overthrow of the United States government, he was able to take control of the country with the military. And this kicked off the counterinsurgency. So I do believe once they lost in 2016, they're all going to lose now. Because now the military, Trump, and the people, they're all learning their dirty secrets. And once people see everything that they have done, there's no coming back. You can't make people unsee it. And this is going to be their downfall. And that reminds me of Post 1834, August 10th. It says, they never thought she would lose. Now they all lose. Q+, which is the president. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.